Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully cheering you up and helping you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's why I do this. I do this to try to help you find your happiness. I want you to be as happy as I am. It's just a great feeling. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Glad you found it. If you like it, share it. Get it out there on social media. Text it to your friends, all kind of stuff. Let them know that there is some hope and some positivity out there. Also, don't forget about my book. My first book. I'm working on my second, but my first book is called The Positive Perspective. You can get it on Amazon. It's like 31 short stories. You can read each one in about 10 minutes, and it's going to lighten, brighten your day. You can also get it from my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A pop-up will come up. You can grab it there. You can get a personalized copy, which seems to be the popular choice. And now when you order a book, I'm going to throw in like a magnet, some stickers. I got some new coasters that just came in for your drinks. It's pretty cool. It's nice. So I'll throw in some goodies if you buy a personalized book. And if you want to talk to me, you got something you want me to talk about on the show, or you just want to say, hey, you can hit me up on the text line, 304-506-3332, or go to the website /your story, and you can tell me all about what's going on, and I could talk about it. Something I do want to talk about real quick is a product I've been taking for quite a while now, and it's really changed my life. It's called Magic Mind. It's a little green shot that I take in the morning, and it just helps me to focus. It helps me to be clearer and more organized. It's just, you know, have you ever felt like you can't be productive, or you just had a day where you're just off? Well, you won't have as many. I can't guarantee it for you, but it works for me. You know, I take it because I can. It's a quick shot in the morning. It's better than coffee, and it just helps me feel better and helps me to organize. I feel like I'm getting more done because I'm not so frazzled. And there's all kinds of good stuff in it. There's matcha, which has less caffeine, and than coffee. There's ashwagandha that helps reduce the stress and anxiety. That's a good one if you're stressing at work. That's in there, and that will help. So check it out, Magic Mind. And they're going to offer you a discount just for listening to this show. If you go to magicmind.com/bepositive, they're going to give you a discount on your first order. So check it out, and if you have gotten it, let me know what you think. I think it's fantastic. All right, I want to give a couple of quick shout-outs to people who have been using the text line and new people that found the show. Helen, thanks for you're here and texting me. And, yes, I am working on doing public speaking. I'm getting there. I'm getting there, you know. TJ, welcome to the podcast. Dave, thanks for sending me a text. Lisette, I appreciate it. Sam, Beth, Cindy, all you guys that stay in touch with me through the text line, I really appreciate it. It makes me feel like people are listening. Because I don't know if anybody's listening or not. I know there's over 800,000 of you out there, but I don't know if you're listening. So let me know. All right, enough of that. What the hell am I going to talk about today? What am I going to talk about? Okay, after all these shows that I've been doing, over 550 shows, sometimes it's, I don't know what to talk about. And so I just have to flip on the mic and see what comes out. And that's what you're going to get for this show. So today I'm going to talk about, how about this? Use your inner child to make your life better. What? Yeah. How do you keep your inner child alive and use it to better your life? Because I think that's part of why I'm so happy, is because I'm still a child in my mind sometimes. But I live my life that way. And I keep my inner child alive, and to keep the qualities of like joy and creativity and spontaneity. Because if you're not experiencing all that stuff, you're not really enjoying life. So how do you go about keeping your inner child alive while still, you know, being relatively socially acceptable and you know, better your life? Well, the first one, I think, would be you have to embrace playfulness. Be playful. Do things that remind you of the joys of childhood. Play games, do a creative hobby like drawing or painting or craft or playing with models or whatever it is. You know, go to a playground, go fishing, and be excited about like when you were the first time you did that stuff, when you were a little kid. The joys of being young and not thinking about all the BS that goes along with getting older, because it really doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't matter. It's how you live your life that matters. Number two, be curious and try to learn. You know, curiosity is something that helps us to grow. Because when you're a child, you're naturally curious. You know why? Because you don't know anything. So you're like a sponge. You're soaking everything up around you, and you're creating yourself from the things that you're absorbing around you. And you're very alert as to all the things that are going on because you want to learn. You're curious. So stay curious. Ask questions and do new experiences. Quit doing the same old crap. Because when you were a kid, you didn't do the same old crap. There was always something new because you never did it before. So now that you're older, trying to keep that joy of being a child and the excitement and the spontaneity to your life. Make sure you're curious and ask questions and explore things that interest you. Don't just think about it. Go read about it. Do things that really, you know, engage your mind. And the next that leads right into the next one is to keep your imagination alive. Stay imaginative. Let your imagination run wild. And that helps with achieving your goals as well, because when you visualize your goals and you daydream and you allow your creativity to guide your problem-solving processes, you stay imaginative and creative. And that's what, when you were a little kid, did you need an elaborate toy to let your imagination run wild and take you out of the reality into the reality that you're creating with that toy? If you can think back to that, I just think that's a great thing to have, is stay imaginative and keep your creativity. And you have to embrace being spontaneous. You know, be open to unplanned adventures. And if an opportunity comes your way out of nowhere and it's out of your comfort zone, but you think maybe I should do it. Say yes to those opportunities that you're not ready for. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to step into that river of change. All right, the fifth one that I want to talk about, okay, is keep your inner child alive. Is something, if you know me, you know I do this. I laugh often. I do. I laugh by myself. People think I'm nuts, but that's okay. I'm happy. Laughter is a great way to tap into your inner child. You know, and if you can't think of anything to laugh at, you know, if you don't have a demented mind like I do, you watch funny movies or you spend time with friends who make you laugh. And just don't be around the people that aren't fun to be around. Take a break from that. You can get that anywhere. But get your laughter. You know, or find humor in things that everyday situations, things that happen. I laugh at stuff. My wife's like, "What's so funny?" And I'm just like, "It's just funny to me." And I'm happy. So laugh often. All right. And what else? Connect with nature. That's something that will help you keep your childhood alive, because if you're older, if you're younger now, you're used to being inside and not connecting with nature. But if you're older, you remember going outside to play. You remember playing in the dirt or in the grass or in the pond or the lake or whatever. You remember these things, being in touch with nature, enjoying the beauty of nature. Because when you're with nature, it can rekindle that sense of wonder. When you look at nature, you're just amazed and how it works. If you really look at it and don't take it for granted and don't just gloss over it, get out there. And I often talk about going out in your yard barefoot and grounding yourself with the earth, because there's an energy that flows out of the earth and into your body when you go out barefoot. When you're wearing shoes, you don't connect with that. And you can do a little Google search on grounding, and you'll see some of the research that's been done where someone has put a probe in the ground and had the person hold it with shoes on, and there's a certain amount of voltage. And then they take their shoes off and touch the earth, and it's ridiculously higher because the energy flowing through your body. So check it out. Grounding. It's something else. So connect with nature. Spend more time outside. All right. What else? The next one. Let's try to build relationship. Because when you're a kid, you easily bond with people. You're open to making friends. Yeah, you know, you engage in activities that help build meaningful relationships. You actually want to go meet people and play with new friends. Most of us, anyway. Some people are real introverts and don't experience that. But it's good to add relationships that are positive and happy and fun-loving and help you to laugh and do spontaneous things. Those kind of relationships, right? Next, you need to reduce your stress. But you know why? When you're a kid, did you stress? No. Did any of us stress out when we were kids? I mean, little kids, you know, like, you could, as far as you can think back, those good times when it's like, oh, I don't worry about nothing. My parents are feeding me. I have a roof over my head. I don't have to plan anything. My schedule's taken care of. I got time to play. I got time to do this. No responsibilities, no pressure. And there's no stress. Kids don't, when you're really young, you don't worry about the future. You don't care. You're worried about the present moment and living in the present moment. That's the beauty of being a child, is living in the present moment. When I think back to when I realized I wasn't a child anymore and I was starting to grow up, and it was a tough transition when you realize that, okay, it's not like that. That's not the way life really is. But you can still hold on to those feelings by doing some of the things that I've been talking about. Using your imagination, being curious and being playful. Laugh a lot, you know, and connect with nature. All those will help you to reduce the stress. And if you're so inclined to meditate and get quiet and listen to what's going on in your own head and actually just open up to nothingness sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to do that to reduce the stress. Okay. Also, a way to make your life, you know, use your inner child to make your life better is be kind to yourself. And celebrate the little milestones. When you're little and you do something like, look, mom, look what I did. Dad, I just did this. Something very simple. You celebrate. So when you have a mild success in adulthood, you still reward yourself. Whether it's a treat or day off or just a look in the mirror and say, you did it. That confidence and that, you know, congratulate yourself, even if no one else will. If you accomplished something that was hard and you did it, tell me what you did. I'll congratulate you. But if I'm not there, then you can congratulate yourself and be kind to yourself and celebrate your own milestones. And above all, the best way, I mean, to use your inner child to make your life better is to just express yourself. Kids don't hold back. They express themselves. They express the truth. They dance. They, you know, they do all kind of stuff. They play around. They get goofy and all that stuff. And you could still do that to a point. You know, you can't go crazy. People think you're nuts. People think you're me. Oh, all right. After all that stuff, it is smart to set goals and dreams. And why do I say that when I'm talking about your inner child? Because when you were a little kid, didn't you have the dream of being an astronaut or an artist or a musician or a superhero? At that time, that's what you were going to do. That was your dream, your goal. And you wore the cape or you did your drawings and you tried to, you know, really grow that towards that dream and follow that dream. Well, we still should do that now as you're older. Set those goals and dreams and go for them. Just like you did when you were a kid. Nothing's going to stop you. Whatever people said, it didn't matter. You wanted to do this, so you did it as a child. Do it as an adult. And last but not least, try to surround yourself with inspiring people or with experiences, positive experiences, because that will help you to actually live happy and to get into your inner child and make your life better. And let's think about, it's not about going backwards and becoming a child and acting immature like a child, but about integrating the qualities of your childhood. Like how much you were, you creative and the joy and the wonder and, you know, intrigued about everything. Bring that into your adult life and balance this with your adult responsibilities, and you're going to be able to have a happier life because you're using your inner child to better your life. And you can do it. I'm proof of that. All right, that's all I got to say today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget about Magic Mind. The link is in the description. They're going to give you a discount. Grab a copy of my book. You will get some surprises as long as I have them in stock. Get it from my website, bepositivepodcast.com. I've got a new shipment to come in, and I'm actually ready to send it to you. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we could all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.